Good morning and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local, well, it's not live, it's recorded, but I'm here live with a guest who's here live. A local show that's all about the issues of aging. Today, something really, really important to talk about, new VA regs. You're going to want to listen. If you're a vet, pay attention. If you know a vet, wake them up. Also, you can listen to this show on my website. So if you're not awake or they're not awake, you can go to my website. I'll give you that information a little bit and listen to it there. Good morning and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Glad to have you with us. A couple things I have to get out of the way right away because I want to get to my guest and to this subject. For those of you that listened last week, I talked about VA benefits. We're going to talk about it some more. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And remember, everything we talk about here is my opinion only. Quite often, my opinion is correct, but it's still my opinion only. It's not intended to be any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion. Today, I'm joined by a guest. I'll introduce him in a minute. Those of you that have been listening to my show have heard him here many times before over the years. And we're going to talk about veterans benefits. And we're going to talk about some really important stuff, some deadlines that are coming up, ways that you can protect yourself and your family, and a lot of stuff. So I have a special guest with me today. And I'm just going to let him introduce himself, and then I want to get started on this and not waste a lot of time. So introduce yourself, secret guest.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. I'm Dustin McFarland. I'm an elder law and estate planning attorney. I try to do really aggressive estate planning that protects families and seniors, and I am glad to be here today to talk about these new VA deadlines and opportunities to beat them to the punch.
And those of you who listened to my show last week, I'm not going to resurrect all those issues. As I told you last week, I never thought I would see Medi-Cal regulations that were tougher than Medi-Cal. These are not even in the same. Medi-Cal is like Winnie the Pooh compared to these regulations. And we're not going to go through all of that. Here's what I really want to talk about. I want to talk about five upcoming workshops. Let me give you the dates. Write these down, and then we're going to talk a little bit. The 1st of October, that's this coming, that's Monday, at 12, and that's noon, not midnight, folks. Somebody always asks me, are you mean noon or bit? No, 12 noon and 6:30 in the evening. That's this coming Monday the 1st. On Monday the 8th of October at 12 noon, and 6:30, and on Monday the 15th of October at noon only, I will be joined by Dustin at the Crown Plaza. There's a limit of 25 people per workshop. They'll all be the same. They're not like five, you know, different ones. And you want to write those down because you're going to want to sign up because, again, the room only holds 25 people. We would have done them at my office, but my office only holds 12 people. So write those dates down. I'll tell you how to sign up when we're done here. But one of the things that the regulations do or don't do, I don't know which it is, do or don't do, is the regulations are really, really harsh. But they don't become harsh until when?
Until October 18th. If you're listening to this and you can get to one of these workshops, you don't have to deal with these new regulations. You can get prepared and be safe. You just don't have to deal with it.
So the regulations don't go into effect until October the 18th.
Correct.
It doesn't say midnight or doesn't just says on October the 18th.
You know what? It's October the 18th. When you wake up on the October the 18th,
they're in effect.
You're done.
You're stuck with what's here. And I'm holding them in front of me, and they're about 30, 35 pages long. I don't know how long they are. I haven't counted the pages. But between now and the 18th, the regulations specifically say, what about between now and the 18th?
Anything done now is under the old rules. And that means you want to get off your couch or get off your chair and get to one of these workshops because this is something you need to take advantage of if you're a veteran, or if you're a spouse of a veteran, or if your parents are veterans and you think, you know, we might need a little help to take care of mom and dad. A couple of extra bucks every month might really go a long way to take care of mom and dad.
Now, we could talk a long time about why these regs went into effect and why they're terrible.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The reality is they're here. If you want more information on what they say, listen to last week's show on my website. By the way, let me give you that address now, because this is how you're going to sign up. Assetsandaging.com, AssetsAnding, assetsandaging.com, or you can call me at 800-999-8007. That's how you sign up. Okay, let's talk a little bit without going into too many specifics, because everybody's eyes will glaze over. Right now, there are general things that people, by the way, this is not only for vets, but surviving spouses of vets, any veteran who served during a time of war, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So, but I want to, the caveat is, like, for me, my dad served during Vietnam. I'm interested because I want my dad to be able to get health care if he needs it in 5 years.
Or whenever.
Or 1 year, or next week. I want to make sure I can take care of my father. So I'm 45. I would want to be at that workshop so I can make sure that my father is going to be taken care of when he needs it.
Or if I'm a vet that doesn't need benefits today, but I have a wife, and I might be gone someday, and these may be benefits that my wife could get.
Absolutely.
To help take care of her.
Absolutely.
Okay. Somebody told me the other day, a really good elder law attorney who you know, that there's something like 6 million vets from Vietnam still alive.
Absolutely.
And we don't know how many since whatever it is, 1990, when all the desert stuff started. The point is, there's a lot of vets in the future that may not need this today, may not need it tomorrow, may not need it for 20 years. When we're talking about money, for a veteran and his wife, if they both needed care at home or an assisted living, how much money are we talking about approximately, tax-free, for a veteran and his wife who might need this benefit in the future?
You're talking in upwards of $25,000 a month or a year tax-free.
Tax-free. For just a spouse, you're looking at about $13,000 a year tax-free.
Which it doesn't sound like a lot, but every dollar helps. Every dollar makes it able to take care of somebody.
Here's where it makes a difference, and I'm going to give you a specific example, folks. Mom and dad have $3,000 a month of income.
Okay.
They want to go to assisted living. Assisted living is $5,000 a month.
Yep.
They only have $3,000 a month. So they're going to be forced to tap into reserves that are going to be needed. Why are the reserves there? For the rainy day. Who's the rainy day?
Mom.
Okay. So because when dad dies, we're going to lose one Social Security check. We're going to lose half a pension, maybe all of a pension. And mom still has to live for the next. By the way, the life expectancy of an 80-year-old woman is just under 10 years, folks. So we could be talking about a long time that mom has to live on what she has. So all of a sudden, mom and dad have $3,000 a month. They go into assisted living. This benefit gives mom and dad another $2,000 a month plus.
It's the nudge they need to live without tapping into the resources, without tapping into the equity in their house, without asking their kids for a loan.
It's a really big benefit, and the rules are going to change on the 18th. But as we've talked for a minute here, there's a way here that you have today that you're not going to have starting on the 18th, which is right now for people who are concerned about this or concerned about their benefits, we have an open path between now and the 18th.
And in fact, it's probably more open than it's been in a long time. So they're just kind of, the VA is going to allow anything goes until the 18th, I think.
Now, you're not that smart and I'm not that smart. We're pretty smart, but we're not that smart. There's a lot of other people around smart.
There are.
And everywhere you look right now, everyone you read who is involved in this is saying the same thing. We have probably the most knowledgeable human being in the United States. On their website has been saying all week, pay attention, you got until the 18th. Pay attention, you have until the 18th.
And in fact, written right into the new regulations is do whatever you want. But on the 18th, it all changes. Life changes.
Okay, let's talk about just a couple things that I think are important. One is that you're only going to be allowed to keep, I can't make this up, folks. You should, if I could read the examples to you, one of the examples in the reg says, somebody has $123,600 but no income. That's one of the examples that, now, how many of you listening to me today know anybody with no income and $123,600 in the bank?
I don't know that that person can exist.
Okay. Another, these are the kinds of examples. Another thing is if you have a house on more than 2 acres, so if you've got a house on 5 acres or 10 acres, what happens to your eligibility for these benefits? There's a little caveat, but what basically happens?
Essentially, they become almost impossible to get. You're not going to be able to get the benefit.
Well, you can get the benefit, but you have to prove.
Well, there's some hoops to jump through, but let's just say it's going to be really tough.
Yeah, but here's why I want to point this out, because it's ridiculous. If you live on 5 acres and it's on one parcel, you have to prove to the VA that the other 3 acres are not saleable apart from the 2 acres. That's where these regs are, folks. Farmers who have a 7-acre plot and a 5-acre plot and an 8-acre plot are not going to be eligible for this benefit unless they sell the farm.
No, it's going to be really difficult. And so that's why I think we're here today. Hey, can you repeat those dates again? That's why we're here today, encouraging you to come to one of these workshops. You only need to be at one. Bring the, register on Bob's website, but you're going to learn how to take advantage of and make sure you qualify for this benefit when you need it, whether it's today or a year from now.
Of the 17 days that we have left.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the dates of the workshop. Workshops. Five of them.
You only need to be to one.
They're all going to be the same. You only have to come to one. So on the 1st of October, that's a Monday. They're all on Mondays. Monday the 1st, Monday the 8th, and Monday the 15th.
Okay.
So Monday.
Pretty easy.
For those of you that are as old as me, that's the whole song, yes. It's called
but
Monday,
only
Monday.
Two Mondays at the same time.
Yeah, Monday, right? Monday. And for those of you as old as me, here's the test. See if you can name the group that sang it. But that's another thing.
Name the song.
Or name the song. So on the 1st of October at 12 noon and at 6:30 p.m., on October the 8th at 12 noon and 6:30 p.m., and on Monday the 15th at 12 o'clock only.
Okay.
5 workshops. You have to sign up to come. There will be no walk-ins allowed because there's just not room, folks, and we need to know how many people are coming. The room holds 25 people. So you figured out there's going to be 125 people total who are going to be able to come to this. So on the 1st of October, the 8th of October, and the 15th of October, 12 and 6:30 on the 1st and the 8th, and 12 only on the 15th. How do you sign up? You go to my website. During the break, which is coming up in about 12 minutes, you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. And you can sign up there. There'll be a landing page there. You can go, give me some information, fill out some stuff, and I'll email you some tickets to come. If you don't have email, then you can call me. I prefer you use email just because of the number of phone calls I don't want to have to handle. But if you don't have email or you've got a computer sitting on your desk but for 5 years you haven't figured out how to turn it on, then you can call my 800 number. Yes, it's 800 even if you're here in Sacramento. It's 800-999-8007. Now, here's the hard part. If you call my 800 number, you have to tell me which day you want to come and which time you want to come to. Otherwise, I won't know. It's also important if you call me that you leave me a phone number. that I can understand when you leave it so that I can call you back. Because there's just not enough time today. If, again, last week I went into this in more detail. The reality of today is that you have, Dustin will be there with me, and we're going to be talking about some of the specific things that you can do. It's a workshop, not a seminar, because when you send in the email or you call me, I'm going to give you a list of things you have to bring with you. You're going to have to work. You're going to have to think. You're going to have to plan a little. You're going to have to make some decisions. If all you want to do is come and kick the tires, this ain't it. Go read the regs.
Yeah, I was just going to say the time is too short. And so this is really for people who want to make sure that they're prepared for the future. And if it's just something you want to get some more information on and think about, I agree with Bob. Come read the regulation, look it up on Google, call the VA, ask them what's going on. But this, there's just not enough room and there's not enough time.
Let's talk a little bit about what this benefit is, just okay, for a minute. It's called it's not really aid in attendance, but that's what it's commonly called.
Well, they even call that on the VA website. Yeah, aid in attendance.
You sometimes hear it called an improved pension benefit. Don't confuse this, and this is really important. The changes in the regs relating to this program do not impact VA hospital benefits. They do not impact service-connected disability benefits. They do not impact your pension if you were in 20 years and you retired as an E8 or whatever you were. Okay.
This is really for aging veterans and their spouses. If you're getting it, if you're paying for care.
And it's for specific periods of time. You must have been a vet who served during World War II. Do I have to have carried an M1?
No.
Do I have to have been in the European theater?
No.
Do I have to have been wounded during World War I?
No.
If you were wounded, you probably have other issues. But so World War I, if you're World War I, come along, I want to see you. But World War II, Korea, which is basically 1950 to about 55, right, somewhere in there. World War II, by the way, is obviously 41. About 47 or 48, because we still had troops in Europe and in Japan and other places. Vietnam, which has a couple funky dates with it, but basically 63 to 75 or thereabouts.
That's about right.
And then all the desert, no, what am I forgetting? No, that's it. And then all the Desert Storm, Desert Purge, Desert Avenger, since 1990.
But really we're focusing on probably World War II for those old guys, yep, who are still around, Korea and Vietnam. Those are the guys that this is going to impact the most.
So the other rules relating to this benefit are time of war. You have to have served 90 days of continuous active duty.
Correct.
So if you were in during Vietnam, but you were only in the reserves, this may not apply to you.
Probably not.
Okay. Also, your discharge must be other than dishonorable.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so one day during a time of war, you could be a cook in Kansas during World War II. You still meet the qualification of one day during a time of war.
But we're going to go through all this at the seminar.
But I don't want to waste people's
sure,
time.
Absolutely.
If you were in the service in 1957, 58, 59, you're not going to qualify for this benefit. Other than dishonorable discharge, 90 days of active duty, and you may qualify for this benefit or your surviving spouse. I want to say this about the regulation.
Okay.
I've been dealing with Medi-Cal for 30 years. Medi-Cal regulations make sense. People will say, Bob, what are you talking about? Okay, I'll give you an example. And this is why you need to come to this. If you have an IRA and you go on Medi-Cal in a nursing home, I don't care about your IRA. Why doesn't Medi-Cal care about your IRA? Because if you have an IRA, you're getting money out of your IRA, which counts toward what you have to pay to the nursing home, which means the state has to pay less money for your care. That makes sense. The VA counts your IRA under the new regulations.
That's correct.
So if you have $200,000 in an IRA, under the new regs, they count it. Here's the other thing that they count. This one, nobody can believe, but they count income. You, on your tax return, you report income as what?
It's income.
In the new VA regs, income is an...
It's an asset.
Okay. Nobody in the world can figure that one out. But under the new regulations, whatever your income is going to count against you as an asset. Now...
So go ahead. So I just want to say, even if you think you don't qualify, even even if you think you have too much money, even if you're unsure about whether or not you'll need care, even if you're unsure about whether or not the military service was, go to the website, register, talk to Bob, and make sure that, because this will more than likely benefit you, benefit your spouse, right, or your parents.
It's important, and we've been given a great opportunity here. As much as I've harangued on this now for 2 weeks about how horrible the regulations are, one of the things we do have is this amazing opportunity between now and the 18th. So let me tell you one more time. Write it down. I'm losing my voice. On Monday, the 1st of October, on Monday, the 8th of October, at noon or 6:30, you get to pick. Dustin and I will be doing a workshop on this at the Crown Plaza. Used to be the old Holiday Inn, the Crown Plaza at Madison and 80. They will start promptly on time, and they are limited to 25 people.
So I want to say something about the 15th, and this is just kind of off the top of my head. If you are waiting, so if you're listening to this, and you think you can wait till the 15th and get this done by the 18th, I think we can do it, but it will be turning water into wine. We will be performing miracles. Do not wait till the 15th. I mean, if you're in a coma, and that's when you're going to get out of your coma, that's a good day. But otherwise, get to one of the earlier workshops so we can get this done and protect your family, protect your spouse, protect your children.
So the 1st and the 8th at noon and 6:30, and the 15th, which is also a Monday, at noon only. Assetsandaging.com is the best place to sign up. Assetsandaging.com. Or if you don't have a computer, my 800 number, 800-999-8007. Now, here's the bad news. The bad news is Dustin is going to be inviting his clients to come to this too, which is a good thing. Except the bad news is it's going to fill up faster because not only my people are coming, some of his people are going to be coming, his clients. So you're going to want to sign up early. I'd say sign up in early and often, but just sign up early.
Please sign up once.
Sign up once and get yourself on the list. Now, there's lots we're going to be talking about there. People should come prepared to work. They should have a pencil and paper with them. On the sign-up list, they have to bring their DD-214 with them or their discharge papers.
Yes.
There's some other things because we're going to make people work, and we're going to make them think about what they're doing. Not in terms of what happens if I die, not in terms of a nursing home, but in terms of this particular benefit.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think more important than working, we're going to make people make decisions.
Yes.
If you're not the decision maker, if you're going to have to go back and run this past a committee, if you're going to have to think about it for 10 days, this is probably an opportunity that you will miss. Don't take up a seat. This is for people who are decisive, who know that they are that the future is important, and that $25,000 a year tax-free from the federal government to provide for health care, that is a godsend. And if you can't decide that that's something you want to take advantage of, I don't think this is the right meeting for you.
And if you've been on the fence and about VA benefits and, you know, mom's in a nursing and assisted living, dad's getting home care, and you've been on the fence because you've been told you have too much of this or you have too much of that or you have too much income or you have too much money, you especially, the 17-day clock is running for. If you're already in failing health and you're a veteran, if you're already someone looking at possible care for yourself or a loved one, your mom, your dad, your grandpa, a spouse, whatever, you really need to be at this. If you're a vet, if you meet the basic requirement of a vet or the surviving spouse of a vet. I'm going to close here in a second. Dustin, I want to thank you for being here.
No, thank you for the opportunity. I'm looking forward to the workshop.
Thanks for coming by. We're recording this in the evening, and Dustin was nice enough to come by. So let me give out the information one more time. On the 1st and the 8th, which are Mondays of October, at 12 or 6:30, and on the 15th of October, which is a Monday, at 12 only. How do you sign up? Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Or if you don't have a computer, you can call me at 800-999-8007. Leave me a message with your phone number and which workshop you'd like to attend. I really appreciate Dustin being here. I appreciate his time. We're going to come back here in just a few minutes. We have to take a little break so the station can make some money. We're going to come back and talk about some other things related to long-term care right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Stick around. We'll see you here in just a couple minutes. Okay, I'm back. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show. Again, we're not live, but it is local. That's all about the issues of aging. Pardon me. Used up all my energy. What we were talking about is important. I mean, it really is important, folks. I wish it were other than it is, but it really is important. And the rules, the new rules, really are going into effect on October the 18th. And there's all kinds of stuff going on. In fact, I'm going to be watching a webinar just on this issue all day Friday, or most of Friday. There's a lot of stuff going on all over the country with this issue. A lot of people who are smarter than I am who are dealing with this stuff. Lots of stuff going on. So it's something you're going to want to pay attention to. If you get a chance, get to the workshops. Again, let me give you the dates. I'll be doing them with Dustin. Dustin will be there on the 1st and 8th of October. They're both Mondays at the Crown Plaza, limited to 25 people per session. At noon and at 6:30. So noon and 6:30 on the 1st and the 8th at the Crown Plaza. You need tickets to get in. And then on the 15th, at the Crown Plaza, but only noon. Only noon. So lots of stuff going on. You're going to want to make sure that you're there. You're going to want to make sure that you don't miss out on this. If you're a vet, the surviving spouse of a vet, if somewhere or down the road you think you may need a very important benefit, commonly called aid and attendance, then you're going to want to be at that workshop. There's no other way to put it. Again, it's the only one because the rules go into effect on the 18th. But there's some things you can do now until that happens to help make sure that when and if the day comes that you need this benefit, it's available to you. I wish, you know, there's some other things I wish I could read you out of the regs. And I don't want to bore you with it a lot, but here's how out of touch this stuff is. On the very front page of the regs, which are found in the Federal Register, Volume 83, Number 181, Tuesday, September 18th. On the front page of the regs, it says, all of this stuff we got, all these numbers we got from the Market Survey of Long-Term Care Costs published by the MetLife Mature Market Institute. The MetLife Mature Market Institute, which was a great website, hasn't been around for 3 years. MetLife closed it down years ago. And when the last year MetLife ran it, the numbers were 2-3 years old. So they're talking about things in reality that are 4, 5, 6 years old. They claim this only impacts, that the reason they did these regs was because 1% of all the people who applied for VA benefits were getting help that was helping them, quote unquote, hide assets. You don't hide anything from the VA. You tell them about it. You don't hide anything from Medi-Cal. You tell them about it. What you do is you follow the rules. And the rules are whatever the rules are. You know, if you've played sports, you learn the rules. And you learn that, you know, certain things are within the rules and other things are not within the rules, and you get penalized for it. And as long as you're operating within the rules, you're okay. This is the same kind of stuff. There's rules. And quite frankly, I have no problem, and the people I know, the elder law attorneys I know, have no problem taking advantage of rules that are to your advantage. Why do you go 65 down the freeway? Why don't you go 35? Because the rules say you can go 65. If you're going 85, then you've broken the rules and you may get a ticket. Those are the rules. I didn't write these. Some person at the VA wrote them. And you can tell, for instance, all throughout here, they talk about the CSRA. Don't worry about it right now. But they talk about the CSRA, the CSRA, the CSRA. That stands for Community Spouse Resource Allowance, which is a Medi-Cal term. This has nothing to do with Medicaid and Medi-Cal. Nothing. These are VA rules. They talk about the asset limit. I do want to see if I can find this one, because this one I want to read to you. And if I can't find it, I'll paraphrase it. But the amount of money you're going to be allowed to keep under these rules, in addition to your house, okay, is $123,600. And over and over and over in here, they say $123,000, $123,600 is more than adequate to take care of unforeseen circumstances. Now, for those of you that have $123,600 in the bank, how many of you would like to have more? Why? Because you don't know what the unforeseen circumstances are, and you'd like to be prepared. Let me give you one, for instance. You're allowed to have $123,600. So, that's all you're allowed to have, $123,600. So, dad goes in, mom and dad go into assisted living. And you have $123,600. Let's assume one of the examples they use is someone with no income. So let me use no income for a minute. So mom and dad go into the assisted, they have no income. So they get this benefit because they only have $123,600. And the VA says that's adequate for any unforeseen circumstance. Well, let me give you an unforeseen circumstance. Dad needs extra care, and mom and dad spend $100,000 of their $123,600. And then dad dies. What happened? Mom's got what left now? $23,600 for the rest of her life. Because the VA says that an arbitrary number pulled out of thin air, well, it's a CSRA, which is a Medi-Cal term, by the way, which can be increased. $123,600, they say, is enough to take care of today and any unforeseen circumstances. I just let that sink in for a minute. Now, I had somebody call me the other day after last week's show, and they said to me, well, I want to call my congressman. What do I say? And I said, it won't do you any good. And they said, why? I said, because congressmen don't care about this stuff. Congressmen don't even know this law has been passed. Their staff doesn't even know this law has been passed. This was passed by bureaucrats at the VA. I'm not making it up. Congress didn't vote on this. These rules were changed to avoid something called pension poaching. I don't even know what that means. By the way, that's a term made up by some people in California. That's where the term comes from. And they're the impetus behind this. And I can tell you who they are, but I'm not going to. But the impetus behind this was basically to deny vets benefits. This is another one of those deals where the VA can say, oh, yeah, we have this benefit. It's called aid in attendance, improved pension benefit. But you can't get it. How many people out there listening to me right now, today, if you're a vet, or you and your wife are married, you're a vet, or whatever, how many of you right now would meet every other qualification, but if you added up all your income, because remember, income is an asset now, if you added up all your income and your liquid assets, IRAs, 401ks, CDs, have more than $123,600. It's a lot of you. These rules just wrote you out of existence. Well, Bob, I don't have, I only have $100,000. We're safe. How much is your income? Our income is $40,000 a year. So you have $140,000. What? No, no, I only have $100,000. But remember, income counts as an asset. So you really have $140,000 in assets. But forget income for a minute. How many of you out there who are vets, aside from your house? Oh, Bob, I have a rental. Does that count? Yeah, that counts as an asset. And it's the fair market value. See, with Medi-Cal, we can use the fair market value or the assessed value. With the VA, you can only use the fair market value. Well, how do I get the fair market value? Well, the regulations say that the adjudicator, that's the person with your file at the VA, will determine what fair market value is. Bob, that can't be right. Yes, it is. I can read it to you in the regs. That can't be right. It is. It is right. It is exactly right. It's in the regs. So those of you who are vets, who might need health care someday, because this is about health care, who might need assisted living or home care or whatever, if your combined income and assets exceed this year, and it'll go up a little bit every year with inflation, not much, at $123,600, you're up a creek. You can't get this benefit. You served your country. You were told this benefit existed, and the bureaucrats at the VA, in one fell swoop, you know, other than here, have you heard about this anywhere else? Have you heard about it from AARP? Nah, you haven't heard it from AARP. There's a reason for that. Have they told you down at the VFW, the American Legion? No. Did the guys at the Elks Lodge, all the other vets at the Elks Lodge, did they know about that? No. Well, you have a chance. We have a window of opportunity between now and the 18th when these all go into effect of October. So some of you might want to take advantage of the workshops that I'm going to be doing. Dustin McFarland, the attorney who was just speaking, will be there. You might want to take it. It's really hard not to be hyperbolic about all this, folks. So I'm trying to be calm. If you notice, Dustin and I got each other wound up a little bit in the first half hour, because when you look at this stuff, it's not good. But we have an opportunity between now and the 18th that you can do. Pardon me. You can take positive steps that will allow you to maybe maintain this benefit for your future. Even if you don't need it today, you may be able to benefit, take the advantages of things today, so you'll still be able to use this benefit in the future. But you have to act, if that's possible, you have to act before the 18th of October. So I'm going to be doing 5 workshops with Dustin. Here's the dates. Write them down. There's the dates. Monday, October the 1st, Monday, October the 8th, and Monday, October the 15th. On Monday the 1st and Monday the 8th, there will be a workshop on each of those days. There will be a workshop at 12 noon and at 6:30 in the evening. We picked a 6:31 so children can come with their parents or whoever, or people that work can come. There's some requirements. It's going to be a workshop, and when you sign up, there's going to be some questions you have to answer, but you're welcome to come. You have to have reservations to get in. There's no walk-ins because there's only 25 people per session. There's only 25 people per session. So on the 1st and 8th of October at 12 and 6:30 p.m. at the Crown Plaza, it's the only place it's going to be, at the Crown Plaza in Sacramento. That's it. We're close to Madison and 80. Used to be the old Holiday Inn, the one that had the airplane out front, for those of you that have been around for a while. And then on Monday the 15th at noon. So Monday the 1st and 8th at noon and 6:30, and Monday the 15th at noon only. Your choice. You get to pick. Right now, the tickets are free. We really thought about charging for this, but we've decided to do it for free. The workshop is free. But you have to come prepared to make some decisions. If all you want to do is come kick the tires and find out what the new regs say, it's not for you. If you're not the decision maker in the family, don't come. This is for people to whom this is important. So how do you sign up? It's pardon me, it's simple. You go to my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING. assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com. And you can sign up there. There'll be a landing page where you can sign up, pick the workshop, and I'll email you tickets. I prefer emails. It's easier to manage. If you do not have a computer, then you can call my 800 number, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Leave me your name, your phone number, and the workshop you want to attend, and the number of people attending. And first priority will be given to people using emails. And then for those of you that call, I will call you after and get your information, and I'll mail you some tickets. But you have to have tickets to get in. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging, ASSETSANDAGING.com. Or you can call me at 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. I want to read one other thing out of here. And when I read this, by the way, the VA said that they're doing this to support the program so that the VA doesn't go broke. The VA, saying the VA is going to go broke, folks, is like saying California is going to run out of rocks. What's the VA budget? I don't know. But what we really find out is the VA, by doing this, is going to save over $200 million, which means they're going to pay out $200 million less in VA benefits over the next few years. That means what? Fewer vets got the benefit. I don't care what they say. When you look at their own analysis that says how much they're going to save, that means $200 million that would have gone to vets and their families for this benefit won't be going to vets and their families for this benefit. But here's the one I want to read to you. Now, they asked for comments, and 850 people wrote in comments. I know one person that was actually on the GAO, the General Accounting Office, which is also behind this, on the General Accounting Office's advisory, and they didn't listen to one thing he had to say. Because I've talked to him. But let me read you this. Several commentators. Remember, there were 850. I'm reading from the regs. I'm reading from page 47-266 of the Federal Register, volume 83, number 181, Tuesday, September 18th, 2018. And here's what the writer of these regs had to say. Several commentators made statements regarding their own claim for benefits. These comments are outside the scope of this rulemaking, and therefore VA makes no changes based on these comments. One commentator spoke in support of equitable relief. Equitable relief, I'm not an attorney, but equitable relief means even though the law says this, in fairness, we're going to do this. You know, we're going to do this because of this. You know, yeah, the guy stole a loaf of bread, but it was to feed his family, so we're not going to send him to jail. He did it to feed his family, so we're not going to send him to jail. We're going to let him go home and continue to try to make a living for his family, kind of a thing. Equitable relief. One commentator spoke in support of equitable relief for claimants who encounter unique situations. Citing an example of a claimant, and this it sounds like a real situation. I believe this really happened. An example of a claimant who inherited money from a child and lost pension entitlement. So the person receiving this benefit lost a child. And the child left the parent who was getting this VA benefit some money, probably a little bit in a savings account, or in a life insurance policy. So let me read this. Who inherited money from a child and lost pension entitlement, even though the claimant used the money to pay the child's burial expenses and distributed the remainder to siblings. So the veteran got some money from a dead child, used the benefits to pay for the funeral of the dead child, and then whatever was left over gave to the dead child's brothers and sisters. The veteran benefited in no way, yet lost benefits. And here's what they write. While we do note that equitable relief is available for certain cases, this comment is outside the scope of this rulemaking. Therefore, the VA makes no change to the final rule based on it. Now, let it sink in for a little while. You have the opportunity between now and the 18th to make a difference and make sure that if you need this benefit down the road, you may need it today, and you've been on the fence trying to decide whether or not this was worth applying for, to get help at home for your mom or dad who's a veteran, or help paying for assisted living. Well, I'm telling you, you have until the 18th, because the new rules don't go into effect until the 18th of October. And the regs say anything you do before then will be treated under the current regulations. So what do you want to do? You can wait, or you can get active. Again, let me give you the dates of the upcoming workshops. The 1st and the 8th of October, those are both Mondays, at 12 and 6:30, and the 15th of October at 12 o'clock. Five workshops, limited to 25 people each. Why? Because that's all the room holds. The room actually holds a little bit more than that, but there's got to be room for me and Dustin and a whiteboard and some other stuff. So 25 people. That's the limit. You need a reservation to get in. How do you make a reservation? To take advantage of the time period that you can act in, which is until the 18th, you email me go to my website, assetsandaging.com. There you'll find a sign-up page or sign-up link. It says sign up for one of the VA workshops. And you go there and you give me some information and you pick which workshop. It'll give you a list of things you need to bring with you. And away you go. I'll send you a ticket via email and you'll be on the list. It's first come, first serve. I expect to be very busy answering emails for the next few days. If you have no email, then you can call me and leave me a message. My phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. And I'll make sure you leave me your phone number, the number of people you want to attend, and which workshop you want to come to. Then I'll try to get back to you. And if I can, if I can get back to you in time, I'll send you some tickets via mail. And because you're going to have tickets to get in. Assetsandaging.com. That's my website. That's the easiest way to do it. Assetsandaging.com. This stuff is real, folks. It's not make believe. It's real. You listened to some of it last week. You listened to some of it this week. You have an opportunity to make a difference. Take that opportunity and make a difference in your life. You have to be a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran to attend this workshop. If you're not a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, you will not be able to attend. I look forward to seeing you coming up on Monday and at the upcoming workshops. Look forward to seeing you then or my next regular workshop, which is on October the 13th, which is a Saturday. Look forward to seeing you then. Until then, for Assets and Aging, this is Bob Scrivano. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.